All right, here we go. Are you ready, Chicago? It's time for Lower Wacker Live for May 7th. Man, I'm sore today. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sore because I'm angry at the news, but sore mostly in the bottom half of my body because I was gardening on Sunday. And it wasn't even any heavy lifting. It was just the bending over. That's when you know you're getting old. The hammies, the knees. It was pretty ridiculous. And so I'm doing all this work. I'm doing most of the grunt work, like a lot of the sweeping and the cleanup as my wife like puts the plant, the actual flowers in. I mean, that's hard work too, but it's like that's a little bit more the pretty work. That's the passion work. I'm just the grunt work. I'm the behind bar guy. The problem was is every time that someone would walk by, they'd have some pithy comment. They'd say, "Oh, she's doing all the work. What are you doing?" I'm sore about that too. I had so many swear words that just popped in my head, and I realized this is the venerable WGN. I can't swear. Who the? Stop. But you know what? Maybe it's good. Maybe in a way it is training. It's sort of the beginning. It's the Creed 2 moment where you're out in the desert for the softball season coming up. That's the only way I can think about it. Like maybe I'm working out those hammies. I'm bending over because in just a short amount of time, we're hitting back the softball diamond. And we got to be ready. Can't have any popped quads on the first fly ball to left field, right? And that comes up. The WGN team is joining the Cup League. This is going to be an epic season if you've been paying attention to my softball career. If you go to softball16insoftballreference.com, you'll find that I'm a three-time champion of that Cup League. So anyway, branching out with my own team here at WGN. And the recruiting has begun. There's a lot of, "I don't think so," from all your WGN people. But you know what? They'll all be lining up to play when the WGN team is in the finals. And I'm just going to have to say no. Harsh. I learned my lesson. All right, here are the headlines. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos was in Chicago. The Illinois Democrats, a moderate and one of the main backers of the new rule for the Dems, that they won't give any support or resources to other Democrats challenging sitting Democrats. This is controversial because as the party moves more to the left, this seems like the moderates, who are currently in charge of the Democratic National Committee, are playing dirty. Hard to argue. But Bustos says she doesn't want to spend any money on seats that are already blue, at least in primaries. This is a big deal because of Dan Lipinski. Dan Lipinski, the Southwest suburban congressman, is a Democrat by business card only. And as there are progressive challengers like Marie Newman who are lining up to challenge him. But Newman is losing all party support to do so, which, to be frank, maybe a blessing in disguise, right? It just feels like it's 2016 all over again. Mayor-elect Lightfoot is in D.C. today planning to sit down with Ivanka Trump. Why? What is this? She's the mayor of Chicago and they give her the first daughter? The first daughter? Ivanka Trump? What are they going to talk about? I don't like that at all. I call bull crap on that one. The mayor of Chicago comes to D.C. It should be straight up visit with the whoever they want. The president? Then they get to go take a private tour of the Smithsonian. They get to see how the money's made. They get to skip all the lines for the White House tour, all that stuff. I'm not going to accept this. No disrespect. Can't wait for the tweets now. The Trump tweets for Lightfoot. It's going to be awesome. James Beards came through Chicago, and now there's just empty wine glasses and errant foie gras all over the streets of downtown. I almost stepped in some whipped ricotta this morning, or at least I thought it was whipped ricotta. Big night for the Chicago dining scene. Best bread maker, Greg Wade. Best restaurateur, Kevin Bame and Rob Katz from Boca. And best chef, Great Lakes Region, for Beverly Kim and Johnny Clark from Parachute. Congrats to all the Chicago media, though. Shut out. Did you see that? Delinsky and Bayless, they're doing that great podcast, the great reporting from the Trib. Kind of annoying, but they keep those awards in New York City for a reason. They do that on Saturday. It's kind of annoying. Like, when you look at, like, who won best podcast, it's like, Griddle and Spice. You can just hear it. Griddle and Spice by Octavia Thompson. Dun, 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 Savoy Magazine. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I don't know. And now it's time for Lower Wacker Live stories that the internet went crazy for, but I missed them. Did you see Taylor Swift at the Billboard Music Awards? Just straight up ripping off Beyonce with the drums. I can't tell if it's just being tone deaf or if Taylor Swift is just the embodiment of all things Hollywood. Friends work, so let's do more Friends. Everyone loved Twilight, so here's a bunch of vampire shows. Anyway, hearing about this 4 days later, I am as shocked as you are. And that's been Lower Wacker Live stories that the internet went crazy for, but I missed in sports. The Sox pounded the Indians yesterday. They got Trevor Bauer, who shut the Cleveland drummers up with a 9-1 victory. After the game, Trevor Bauer shared tweets where fans harassed him with hate speech. You see this? And death threats for losing to the White Sox. Jeez. Imagine if he lost to the Royals. Ouch. I will say this, though. Great game once again for Yoan Moncada. He's really showing up. And, you know, I think it was he was like 3 or 4 strikeouts away from setting the strikeout record last year. Major League Baseball, not even the White Sox, but I think like Major League Baseball. What an improvement for this season. He's going to make the All-Star team. Watch. Mark my words. Real deal. Cubs bullpen blew the game last night as the Marlins got the late inning win. It actually happened on a strange play where the ball was hit back to the mound and the Cubs pitcher decided to throw to first rather than mow down the runner who was coming home. He actually got the runner to stop. It was like it was going to be a rundown. And instead he's like, who cares? I want to go home. Turned out that was a big run because in the bottom of the ninth, Chris Bryant hit a home run. The Cubs came up a run short. That coupled with the Cardinals' win, the Cubs are already out of first place. Fire Joe Maddon. I told you. I've been saying it. No one listened to me. Fire Joe Maddon. Apparently, the kicking competition was so fierce, so competitive, so cutthroat that the Bears decided that none of the 8 kickers were good enough. So they traded for Raiders kicker Eddie Pinero. It was for a 7th-round pick. Pinero was hurt all last year with a groin injury, but I guess he was 3 for 3 in the preseason. So, okay. Eddie Pinero. Sounds like a good Chicago kicker name. Let's try it out. Here we are. The game on the line. Kicker left to right. Here comes a snap. The hold. It looks good. Eddie Pinero. Oh, boy. He didn't even get that thing close to the upright. That is his 5th miss in this game, and the Bears lose a close one, and the season goes down the tubes once again here at Sun Japan. Yeah, it feels right. Basketball news. The Rockets tied up the series 2-2 on the back of Eric Gordon and James Harden. Jeez. And Iman Shumpert. Did you know that Iman Shumpert, the Oak Park product, was on the Houston Rockets? I didn't. That tells you how much I pay attention to the NBA, but I guess he got traded back in February. I thought he was out of the league. I thought he was doing Kanye West videos for Fade. And then that was it. And you know what I'm talking about in Fade, where he turns into a lion? I was like, yeah, that's a good career choice. Keep doing crazy music videos instead of playing basketball. But he's on the Rockets, and he's defending Steph Curry last night. Okay. I love it. Watching the Warriors and Rockets play, it's so fun because all they do is trash talk. And just like straight up trash talk to each other. And the refs have to keep it loose. If they called it, the game would be over. It'd be Iman Shumpert and nobody else playing in that game. It's unbelievable. They'd all be thrown out of the game. After every timeout, all you see on the floor is them arguing, not with the refs, but with each other. I love it. That's how it should be. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks up 3-1 on the Celtics. I guess if it's not the Bulls, it should be the... I can't. I tried. I had it written down. I was going to say the Bucks. Sorry. Good luck, I guess. But, you know, go everybody else. That's it. That's Lower Record Live. That's all I got. What are you still doing here? Get out of here. Go. Beats by West Restless. Go. See ya. Bye.